Kate Evans Correa. I'm the executive editor of SearchCIOMidMarket.com. And today we have Pat Corcoran, one of the founders of IBM's Business Continuity Resiliency Services. Mr. Corcoran has worked for IBM for 32 years, has a pretty impressive resume in business continuity and disaster recovery, having formed the Emergency Operations Centers for IBM after signature events like September 11th and Hurricane Katrina. Welcome, Mr. Corcoran, to our program.
Thanks, Kate. Looking forward
We're
to it.
We're thrilled to have you here today to talk about disaster recovery planning. Now, we know that being prepared for a disaster is very serious business, but given that it's just a few days before Halloween, it's been very tough for us to talk about disaster recovery without making the correlation between DR and some other of the more familiar frightening scenarios played out on the big screen. So we'd like to have a little bit of fun this morning, if you don't mind.
Well, I'm looking forward to a little interesting topic.
I'd like to give you the name of a movie and then have you tell us what that movie might be able to teach us about disaster planning and business continuity. Are you ready?
Yes, okay. I am.
Let's start with Jaws. Now, this is a movie that I saw when it first came out. I was a teenager, and I do not like treading water in the ocean ever since seeing this. Scared the bejesus out of me. But what does it have to do with disaster recovery?
Well, it scared me, too, when I was in college when I saw it, so I remember that movie vividly. And I think one of the things you look at from business continuity disaster recovery was the stubbornness of the captain. You know, that this, I can go out there, I know what I need to do. I have a boat that's big enough. Well, he really didn't know. He wasn't prepared. And so, you know, the risks that were out there, I think his greed and his attitude, he didn't really do a proper risk assessment or risk analysis of what was going on out there. So when he went out to tangle with Jaws, his boat was too small. He didn't have the right equipment, and he wasn't prepared. So what happened afterwards was, as we all saw the movie, all the tragic situations that happened, and that can be reality.
It also seemed to me that he just had no idea of how big that shark could get. Right?
He had no idea.
No, I was going to say, he's that, you know, I think sometimes with disaster planning is the reason they can't plan properly because they really can't imagine that something can be so big and so bad, so horrific.
Well, that's true. And I think sometimes people, when they look at the risk or vulnerabilities that they need to worry about, they think of the most common things like a weather event. But you really got to look at multiple things, whether they're internal or external. So you're right on the analysis about Jaws.
Okay. All right, here's another movie that I honestly never saw the entire movie just because I couldn't bring myself to do it. I have seen bits and pieces, and I have seen probably some of the most horrific parts, but The Exorcist.
Another scary movie, and there's so many different parts of that, but, you know, in that movie, they had talked about avoiding conversations with the demon and different people, and that should be done anyways. But a lot of things here, there was a lot of changes going on through the individual, throughout the whole movie. So when you're looking at change is something that we all have to anticipate, we all have to be ready for. But when change happens, it affects your risk, it affects your vulnerabilities, it affects what level of maturity you are at around business continuity. So when you look at business continuity, you need to anticipate change. And when change takes place, you need to be able to ensure that when you make a change, your business continuity or disaster recovery plan is kept current. You know, in the example of The Exorcist, so many things are happening that they weren't coming together. They weren't trying to link things together. So in reality, if they had a business continuity plan, you would have never known it there because they were just reacting to the moment.
Right. Okay, another, not a horror movie so much, but some pretty frightening scenes, Jurassic Park. Now, that seems to me that, boy, they certainly went into the unknown.
Well, I think they did, you know, and I remember that movie. It was so much fun. I took my kids there, and the beginning of it was great. because you saw this great theme park. And then all of a sudden, things started happening. And again, it gets down to planning. They had a great idea, but they really didn't address the risk. And I think the other thing was communications. You know, there was some people who knew some high-risk areas, but they didn't communicate that properly to the rest of the folks. So when the power went out and when they started having some failures at that place, at the park, the risk that they were trying to hide became much bigger. And then that risk was like a domino effect. After one thing happened after another. So that's what happened at Jurassic Park. That's why it was such a great movie, because it was one thing after another because of something that was so simple that they ignored up front.
Okay. This movie was frightening. Really gives me the creeps. When a Stranger Calls.
Well, I think there's a...
I just wanted to scream, don't pick up the phone. But go ahead. What is this...
Well, you know, remember there's one statement in there. I think there's one quote that says, "Have you checked the children?" Now, as a parent, that would scare as you say, would scare me quite a bit. You got to be careful what I say. But when you have someone say, "Check the children," it is the most important element of business continuity during disasters are your people. So, I'm a manager. I look at my people as part of my family. And also, I have a family. So when certain things happen, do your people know what to do? Do they know where to go? Do they know who to call? Do you know what to do with your people? Do you know how to reach them? Do you know how to find them? So when you look at regional disasters, probably the number one issue or challenge for corporations is dealing with their people. Because most companies say, these 5 or these 10 people will be available. But I have 3 kids and a wife, and my priority is my family. And if something tragic would happen, that's where I'm going to spend my focus and my time. The same thing we've seen over the years with regional events happens with clients. So, they need to do a better job of knowing where their people are and how to, and have those folks know their roles and responsibilities. So in this movie, have you checked your children? You better know where your children are and how to reach them, and they know how to reach you if something bad happens.
Now, I remember in this movie, it wasn't the caller coming from inside the house?
I believe the caller was inside, so that when you talk about being scared, now you've reached the pinnacle of being scared. And that's another good point, is when you look at disasters, I mentioned it earlier, people think of the natural disasters like hurricanes, floods, earthquakes, and now we think more about terrorism, but a major vulnerability that we're seeing over time is it coming from internal, whether it's internal espionage or if you want to call it internal terrorism. As we become more dependent on technology, more people have access to data, and more people have the ability to disrupt the flow of information within your corporation. So when you're putting together a business continuity plan and educating people, you need to look at your internal organization just as much as you look outside as a risk for your company.
Now talk about sort of sitting, the problem is within, or sitting on top of the problem is the movie Poltergeist. This is another really scary movie, and I loved it, mostly because I love Craig T. Nelson, but what correlation does that have to disasters?
And that's a good one. Craig T. Nelson, he's great.
Oh, yeah.
The Coach, remember that show on TV? But Poltergeist is another great film. And I think there, when you look at people, they're looking at individuals. The poltergeist are usually associated with individuals. It was haunting that people look at as a big area. Disturbances around poltergeist is a short duration. So people had these expectations of short durations and long durations. But you know something? And people think that this will never happen to me. But it really demonstrated that it can happen to you. And what you think may be a short duration, it can end up being a very long duration. So a lot of people, when things happen, like a flood or a power outage, they'll sit there and say, well, it'll be down for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Then it's down for 2 hours. Then it's down for half a day, and you're calling the power company. All that time you've waited that you thought was going to be a short duration because you're so used to having power available. Now you've been down for 5 hours. So now you make a phone call to say maybe I should declare a disaster. So you got to really look at every scenario, every situation, and say, how long do I think it will take? When do I make a decision to declare a disaster to try to get my business back up and running? Because the longer you delay it, the longer you're going to have a disruption in your flow of information.
What about sort of building in the wrong place? Which is really what they did, right?
Building in the wrong place?
Maybe that's a sort of a risk assessment, but that was also, they really just built in the wrong place, didn't they? Didn't they? They built on top of a graveyard or something, that was the whole thing, right?
They did. And when we do a risk assessment, for example, think of I won't say the company, but I was out talking to a power company out west, and I asked them, have you done any vulnerability assessments around the area? And they said, well, we've done some. I said, well, what about that train that goes by your main headquarters about 100 yards? What kind of materials is transported? They had no idea. How often does that train go through? No idea. But I said, what if there was a chlorine leak after a derailment right outside your door? What would you do? They hadn't thought of it. So when you look at where you build your facility, like in Poltergeist on a grave, over a grave, you got to look and see, am I at the end of a runway? Am I near a nuclear plant, a earthquake fault? Am I near something that would disrupt the mass transportation to get people to my facility? So there's a lot of factors you got to look at when you do find a facility to
great.
Use.
Great. There's two more movies I want to get to.
Okay.
Terminator.
I'll be back. A couple things there I was thinking about is, one, when you have a disaster, you say, like a flood, it'll never happen again. Don't think that way. Trust that it will be back. Or if you have an audit standpoint, you have an auditor comes in and he or she doesn't see that you have the right program built around business continuity, you'll fail. And they're going to come back within 6 months and say, well, hopefully you've taken the right action. So expect the unexpected. Expect the disaster to come back, or an auditor, he or she's going to come back to make sure you took action when you just failed.
All right, and this last one that still, that whole scene where the alien comes out of the stomach thing, Sigourney Weaver and Alien.
Oh, well, that's probably the scariest movie, I believe, I've ever seen. And the one thing there is there was a lot of officers, a chain of command. There was a lot of disconnect because you didn't know who was the right person to go to, who was to make decisions. And in a disaster, you need to be prepared. You need to know who to contact. You need to know who is in control, because a lot of decisions are going to be made when there's a lot of stress being put upon people. And you need to know who to go to at the right times and who is going to make that decision. So that chain of command in Alien might have helped save some people's lives.
Sigourney Weaver was the boss, no doubt in my
mind. Oh, she was awesome.
She took charge. Okay, listen, we are out of time. I wish we had another hour to talk about this. There was a whole long list we could have gone through. Well, thank you very much for your time, Pat. I appreciate it. This was very informative and a lot of fun.
Thank you, Kate.
And listen, have a great Halloween and stay safe.
Happy Halloween to you, too.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. For my love, Notari, in the castle.